Welcome to the Healing Elixir Podcast. I'm your host, Alexis Charles, and today, how are you guys doing? I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you guys are taking care of yourself, and you guys know I'm into astrology. There is six planets in retrograde right now. If you do not know about that, it is okay to search it on, there's astrology pages all over. Of course, use your discernment when reading, but understand there's just a lot of energies that may be impacting your energy and your life right now. And what's important, and really what I want to talk about today is overthinking. Now, in one of my previous episodes, I touched on it, but there are some things that are more prevalent now that I'm actually encountering people and just seeing things and understanding the mind from a different perspective. Now, overthinking. Sometimes this happens just randomly. Sometimes this can happen when you're just laying down and you can't shut your mind off. This can happen at any time of the day or whenever you just you know, we try to control the future. We try to control everything, right? Honestly, we can't. But it's overthinking can really be so, it causes more stress, you know, than, you know, and most of the time, some of the things that we overthink don't even end up happening. It's just us preparing ourselves for it to happen. But honestly, most of the time it doesn't. I believe forward thinking is beautiful. But I don't believe thinking yourself into a dark hole or thinking yourself into a hole of fear is very healthy. So I wanted to share some things that some of my, you know, my close friends do and some of the things that I do. And one of the things I do when I start to overthink is I breathe. I know I always say these things, but I breathe and I just start looking around at things and start naming those things off. And I just start really bringing myself back into the present because honestly, that is all that is here. And then I give myself the reassurance that, hey, you're doing the best that you can. And if I'm not doing the best that I can, then I'm like, okay, Alexis, you need to do better. And it's okay to reassure yourself and reparent yourself. It's totally fine. But bring yourself back into the present. Start naming off things that is around you. Start reassuring yourself. You'd be like, hey, I'm doing the best I can in this situation. I've done all that I can do in this situation. And reevaluate and see if you can do more things for that situation. But if you have done enough and you've done all you needed to do, then you must relax and let go and receive. That is the part you most of people have, in my opinion, have issues with, is surrendering and flowing and letting go and trying not to control things and just allowing things to happen. Like, seriously, ask yourself, if you've done everything that you could do towards that situation or whatever circumstance in your life, then you have to ask yourself, why am I overthinking? Where did this start? So then that's when it goes deeper. And then you go into your childhood and how did you react and how were your parents? Did they overthink? And is this overthinking deeply rooted? And if it is, then it's important for you to pinpoint that and start working on releasing that. And people ask me, how do you release overthinking? Trust me, I am working on it because I still overthink to this day about certain situations and I am still, you know, in awe at myself. I'm like, oh God, I thought I fixed this. And it's healing is not linear. Okay. You, some days you will have bad days. It's fine. But one of those things is it's reassurance. Reassurance. That is how you heal it, is reassurance. Whenever you catch that thought in your mind, you say, hey, no, we're not doing this today. And you honestly, what I do is like, no, it's okay. I'm fine. I'm not going to think those thoughts. And if they come back again, guess what? It's like the thought police. I'm like, no, hey, I know you're trying to come in, but we're closed, you know? So it's actually making it fun, you know, not making it like, no, stop thinking that. No, it's like making it fun. It's like, hey, no, we're closed. Oh, the signs. Yep. I took the sign down. It's making it fun. So you don't think of it as a daunting task. Okay. So you guys, overthinking, stress, this can all become cumbersome. It can all become mentally debilitating in your life. Whenever you get so much in your head and so out of the present, you're not able to enjoy what's right in front of you. And most of the time, what's right in front of you is most of the answers that you're seeking, but you're too in your head to see. I was at the gym the other day and I ran into this lady. I wish I would have got her name, but we were talking and she was telling me something about, she was at her job and she was like, "Hey, I guess now this is a random lady. Don't know. I didn't know her." She was like, "I just keep forgetting things." And I had saw she had forgot something. I told her, "Hey," she was like, "Oh my God, I just can't get it together." And she was like, "You know what it is? It's because my mind is somewhere else." And I was like, "You must be thinking about something else." And she started to explain to me that something happened at her job. And she was on the edge of her seat because someone told her, "Hey, I don't know if, did somebody talk to you about this and that?" Basically alluding to making her think that she may be getting fired, but it may not even be that. And she was just saying that this may not even happen to me, but I am overthinking. And she started to explain that, you know, what I do is she kind of does the same thing. She brings herself back into the present and she reassures herself like, "Hey, no, that may not even happen. And even if it does, everything happens for a reason. So let go." So you guys, let go, surrender, flow. Yes, yes, yes. I can hear and think. I can hear what you guys are thinking. I can be like, you guys are like, "Easier said than done." Yes, it is easier said than done. But with practice, anything can be mastered. Thank you for listening to the Healing Elixir podcast. Let's heal. Let's elevate. Let's upgrade your reality.